In the U.S., the debate is still whether or not we should open our borders to refugees. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll examine this issue from an unexpected side today, and we'll ask you to consider who's got your back when life gets tricky. But first, as the West becomes increasingly aware of the far reach of terrorism, countries are asking themselves if housing Muslim refugees is compassionate or foolish. In North America, one ministry is asking a different question. How can we reach our Muslim neighbors now? James Kenyon Dewey of Christ for All People says they partner with the Jesus Film Project to mass produce the Jesus film in Muslim languages to hand out in Muslim communities.
The majority of them, when they take up the DVD, they watch it even 6 up to 10 times. And out of probably 10, 2 or 3 come to accept Christ.
Not only is the Jesus film effective in sharing the gospel message, but it's an extremely viable option for anybody wanting to reach out to their Muslim neighbors.
We can sometimes go to Saudi Arabia, we can go to their countries, but since they are coming to America, we can be able to reach them without any hindrance.
If this story strikes a nerve, stay tuned for details on how you can get resources and links. And a group of 10 Assyrians is thankful for blessings, but troubled for their fellow Christians this Christmas season. 5 men and 5 women were released as part of negotiations with ISIS. The jihadists released them on Tuesday, according to reports from Assyrian Human Rights Network and confirmed by Open Doors USA. Your prayers are still needed for the remaining 343 hostages still being held. This is Mission Network News. Sierra Leone recently lifted a ban preventing native missionaries from freely traveling and sharing Christ. It comes at an important time because even though the country is now Ebola-free, people face struggles with readjustment. Christian Aid Mission reports on a native ministry that's helping by building an orphanage for Ebola orphans, as well as developing agricultural projects for the widows. Do you want to get involved? Keep listening to see how you can help. And when life gets tricky, you find out who's got your back. Friends matter, even on the mission field. Del Camino Connection works with churches around the world with a twist on short-term missions. Namely, they see those in need as friends. Dee Yacino of DCC says it all starts with how you view a person.
I see you, the human being, that potential of worth and dignity in your own right. And I love what you're doing, and I want to see that it happens more. And that's life-giving, rather than kind of like, oh, I see you, I don't really even know your name, but I see that you're poor and you need this, and I've got these resources, and watch me do this for you.
Friendship among Christians and those they serve can change the way the world views Christians.
For me, it really is a picture of the global body of Christ.
If you want to know more about how friendship is changing the mission field, check out the story at our website. And we often hear of mentorship and discipleship programs in the U.S., but are those programs working in developing nations where women and children face oppression and neglect? Is there hope for real change? Chris Palisari of GEMS Girls Clubs believes change is possible because of what is happening in one African nation through their ministry.
In Zambia, for example, where we've been for 10 years, the women have discovered that their children are not just a commodity, a piece of property, but they're actually loved by Jesus. And these women that have been trained as counselors in Zambia understand how much God loves them. And now they're starting to change culturally to love their children.
Chris says GEMS is now looking for partners to expand the program into other countries. We'll connect you to stories like this one and all the others you've heard in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. You can keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.